Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Bob with Blog Talk Radio. You are okay. Good morning, listeners. Good afternoon. I'm proud to be with you again this morning. I want to thank you all for your positive thoughts, your prayers for Mara. She's doing much better. To start off this morning, I would like everyone to take three deep breaths. As you take those three deep breaths, take those in through your feet. Feel the air come through your feet as it comes through your feet and into your lower limbs, through your calves and your thighs. Oxygen providing nutrients to your body. Feel that oxygen coming up through your midsection into your digestive tract, into your urinary tract, all of your internal organs. Feel it coming through your liver. Feel it through the heart, through the lungs. As you exhale, exhale that air down the back of your body. Feel that oxygen flowing through your body, enriching your body. It helps to center us. It helps to take three deep breaths and stand back from situations. Also, as we take those three deep breaths, we're living in the moment. We're becoming connected to the source. We are able to feel more energy through our body. We feel that we are in the moment. It's hard to always feel that we're in the moment because we can't always just be meditating and breathing deeply and being connected at all times, but we can be aware of what's out there that makes us not live in the moment. I want to share a story with you this morning. It's a Zen tale from Japan. The title is The Strawberry. There was once a man who was being chased by a ferocious tiger across a field. At the edge of the field, there was a cliff. In order to escape the jaws of the tiger, the man caught hold of a vine and swung himself over the edge of the cliff. Dangling down, he saw, to his destiny, there were more tigers on the ground below him. And furthermore, two little mice were gnawing on the vine to which he clung. He knew that at any moment he would fall to certain death. That's when he noticed a wild strawberry growing on the cliff wall. Clutching the vine with one hand, he plucked the strawberry with the other and put it in his mouth. He never before realized how sweet a strawberry could taste. In that moment when the man was eating the strawberry, he was living the moment. He was tasting the sweet juices, the nutrients that strawberry provided to him. Although there were the tigers were there, we could think of this story as that there's a lot of metaphors here in the story, right? We could make up, you know, things like who are the tigers, what does the vine represent, etc. But just to keep it on a more simple level, I think all we need to do is think about the tigers and what are those things that keep us from living in the moment. Daily distractions that keep us from living in the moment can be our emails, our BlackBerry, the telephone. Living in the moment doesn't always mean just that we're meditating. It could mean that we're sitting having a conversation with a friend and we're actively listening. We're listening to their words. We're not just sitting there and thinking about other things that we need to do or dwelling upon other issues that are in our own lives, but we're actually listening to our friend and having a nice conversation We're not cutting them off. I was working with my employees over the last couple of weeks doing their performance management plans. And a couple afternoons ago, I sat down with a woman, and we were talking about time management, and she mentioned that she felt that she needed to have better time management skills, and I had not thought about that for her at all, and I asked her why she thought that was the case, and she said, well, you know, I get to working on things, and all of a sudden an email pops up, and I lose focus on what I'm doing, and I answer that email, and then another email pops up, I lose focus again. Or I've sent that email, and I'm wondering, oh, have they answered me already? Because I answered back quickly. How quickly will they answer back? So I kind of took from that that even in our work, we can live in the moment, working on our project and working towards the goal of getting that completed, but we have these little tigers that come in. We need to always refocus and push those tigers back aside. So in that case of the emails, we could turn off our email. We could close out Outlook. We could turn off our text messaging on our telephone or turn off the phone or turn off our instant messenger so that we're staying focused, so that we're staying in the moment. The Buddha says the secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, not to worry about the future, nor to anticipate troubles, but to live the present moment wisely and earnestly. Too many times we mourn for the past, we think about things that have happened that, and we try to figure out what we could have done to not have had it happen the way that it did. We try to find ways to get around without making ourselves feel bad for things that happened in the past. But the past is the past. We need to move into the future and move to the present moment. The thing that we can do is that we can do some things to help us stay in the moment. One of those is to practice meditation, because focusing on our breathing and focusing on the organs in our body will give us a heightened awareness, and it's that awareness that will help us bring us to the moment. So by practicing meditation, it's going to practice helping us focus on the things that we're doing and staying in the moment. We need to be aware of our ego so that we can control that chaos and control the dramas that happen around us every day, and not get caught up in the dramas that are happening. Just walk away from a drama situation, whether it be in your office, whether it be with your spouse or significant other. Turn your back on the drama. Maybe step back, take 3 deep breaths. Recenter yourself, align yourself, and be aware of the moment. Make yourself aware of your environment. Simply stated, know what's around you. Understand where you're at. Don't put yourself in a situation where you could have fear, which is another thing that we need to be aware of, is our fears. What do we fear? Do we fear that we're not going to be in control? Are we sitting trying to focus on a task and not able to get it done because we're afraid of what that outcome will be, or we're more worried about tomorrow than we are about the present moment? Put those fears aside. Take those deep breaths. Meditate. Focus on your breathing. For some people, it's focusing on posture. I can focus more on my posture and focus on my neck and back aligning up in my spine, and that helps me to focus in on my body and realize the moment. Another tip and another type of meditation is using a candle. You can use a candle to, I'll just light a candle and look at the candle and try to think of nothing more. Another exercise that I do is I always think that there's this chatter going on between both sides of my brain, that they're talking to one another, and so I visualize both sides of the brain and I unsew them in my mind. I unsew the threads that allow them to talk. And as I undo that, I find the chatter goes away slowly and slowly. But as that chatter goes away, I become more in the now and more present. And as that chatter stops, I feel much more energetic. We need not get involved in gossip. Stop judging people. Don't talk bad about your neighbors. Do good things. Do only positive things, things that are going to make others feel better. Hi, I have someone on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. This is Mara. Thanks so much for helping me out and being my co-host.
Oh, you're so welcome. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing so much better because I'm learning firsthand how to stay in the now.
Great.
Could be really upset about the fact that this has happened to me. And in fact, I will tell you, there have been times when I have been. But I found that I started practicing breathing, and I've come to recognize once again that it's breathing, deep breathing, breathing in good air, blowing out the bad air that helps me to be appreciative, really, and to kind of glide through the, for want of a better word, the pain and the happiness. Just realizing that that's what life is for a human being. I've so enjoyed what you've shared today because I think that so many of the pains in the moment we invite in onto ourselves, we really do by allowing our minds to try to control other people or events or things that are beyond our control. So thank you so much, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you, my friend. And next Sunday we'll try this together, okay?
We will. We will do it together next Sunday.
Thank you so much. And once again, may love enfold all of you, my friends. I hold you deep in my heart. Namaste. Bye-bye.
In closing, I would like to read again, as I did last time, from the Rig Veda. Prayer for the sick. From both thy nostrils, from thine eyes, from both thine ears, and from thy chin, forth from thy head and brain and tongue I drive thy malady away. From the neck tendons and the neck, from the breastbones and from the spine, from shoulders, upper, lower arms, I drive thy malady away. From viscera and all within, forth from the rectum, from the heart, from kidneys, liver, and from spleen, I drive thy malady away. From thighs, from kneecaps, and from heels, and from the forepart of the feet, from hips, from stomach, and from groin, I drive thy malady away. From what is voided from within, and from thy hair, and from thy nails, from all thyself, from top to toe, I drive thy malady away. From every member, every hair, disease that comes in every joint, from all thyself, from top to toe, I drive thy malady away. Peace be with you, my friends. Have a wonderful week. Stay positive and remain present.